From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Texas to lead coalition of states suing the Biden administration over its rule changes that effectively make many private firearm sales illegal. And that is very important. Innocent sales, that kind of thing, between family members, stuff. The more they push, the more you're at risk of being arrested. And the Second Amendment says we can keep and bear arms. Well, you can't keep them or bear them if you can't get them. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. We've got polling news on Cruz and more from the campaign stack and more pro-terrorist, anti-Jew protests on Texas campuses. You can thank DEI and similar for much of the anti-Semitism in these people, because it's what they've been taught. It's all cut out of the same cloth, as one author puts it. We'll get to that and much more. We're loaded up today. Prepare to listen fast. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. You've got until, 10 p.m. on the 2nd, Thursday, tomorrow, to get your entries in if you're in Lubbock for a $25 gift certificate to my favorite place for lunch, downtown Lubbock's Narrow Bar. Go see all about it. Just go to PrattOnTexas.com, click on the link there, and enter, and you'll be in the drawing for a $25 gift certificate for lunch at Narrow Bar. And my friends, that closes, the entries close 10 p.m. on Thursday, May 2nd. Giving you a little extra time. There's so many of you email me, I listen to the podcast. Sometimes it's a day later or 2 days, you know, and certainly for those that listen to the repeat of the program in Lubbock in the morning, the Pratt on Texas reprise on 6 to 7 a.m. before the big morning show with Commissioner Corley and Commander Bob on KWBF. That's the lead-in to their morning show. Rise and Grind is the reprise of Pratt on Texas. So we're leaving that little entry period open a little longer for those of you that hear the show on a what we call time-shifted basis. All right, we've got a lot to get to. Lubbock's election with this pro-marijuana thing on the ballot is a record election going back to 2006, and that doesn't include election day. Early voting exceeds the total election vote. And the year that came the closest was May of 2008, where in the whole election, including election day, with near 10,000 election day, was 25,000 votes. There have already been 26,103 votes cast in early voting. Early voting closed yesterday on Tuesday. And so election day is Saturday. And folks, you better make sure you get out. We don't know where these numbers are coming from. Could it be the community organizers that got thousands and thousands and thousands to sign the pro-marijuana petitions? We just don't know. You've got to get out there and you've got to get your vote in. While you're there, vote for mayor. If you live in the city of Lubbock, vote for Mark McBrayer for mayor. And also on the new county-wide appraisal district election, John Brugel and Brant O'Hare. Go see my recommendations. They're all at PrattOnTexas.com. U.S. Supreme Court won't halt Texas age verification for online porn. I teased this yesterday. I put it in the show summary, and then I realized I don't think I actually did the story. It was in a stack of papers, and I thought, you know what? I don't think I got to that. Yesterday, though, and I told you, I mean, the tease was enough to tell you what the story is, but this is the big pornographers going, saying that it's a violation of their First Amendment for us to have age verification in Texas for their filthy websites. And they've really pushed hard. They tried to get the Fifth Circuit's let Texas enforce the new law while they're, you know, the case is in process to hear the case. These people wanted the Supreme Court to step in. The Supreme Court said no, leaving the Texas law in place, which means they've got to have age verification, authentic, you know, that meets the standards of the law, age verification for access to all their pornography on their websites if they're offering that in Texas. Williamson County Deputy Sheriff has pleaded guilty to an excessive force case from 2019 and gotten 18 months of in that thing. And I'm not sure if that was, I think some in county jail. Yeah, he'll go to county jail and then part of it will be out of jail. Anyway, he's Christopher Pisa was his name, P-I-S-A. Fox 4 reporting out of Fort Worth this afternoon at the big, was it the Kroger store? I think so. Yeah, on Camp Bowie West Boulevard near Highway 820. A male came into the store and tried to rob one of the cashiers who was a teenager. They call a teenager. Of course, nowadays that can be. They call 19-year-olds and 18-year-old adults teenagers in the press, so I don't know. But terrible. It's a girl, a female. She was stabbed by this person several times. The teenager was taken to hospital in critical condition. The suspect was caught, is in custody. A teenager is currently stable, according to Fox 4. Terrible thing. Just comes in and stabs somebody. That's why good people need to be armed. Sherman ISD's board of so-called trustees has worked out a separation agreement with their superintendent of schools, KXII. Tells us they're out of North Texas. This is a guy, Bennett, who, Dr. Tyson Bennett, who stopped their theater department from having a play where a whole bunch of boys were playing female parts and all that kind of thing. And, of course, that all got caught up in the interpretation of rules about the trans stuff and all this. And then they reversed the rule, went on, it's original, but the leftists got busy, the pro-homosexual crowd got busy, and they decided they're going to get a scalp here, and it looks like they've done so. Commissioner Buckingham, our land commissioner in Texas, commissioner of the General Land Office, has sent a letter to the Biden administration opposing its second offshore wind sail in the Gulf of Mexico. They just continue pushing with this stuff. Even lefty New York State, that's all for this and anti-fossil fuels. Yeah, they refuse to let you do fracking in New York, even though a ton of those Pennsylvania fields and stuff are under New York. But they canceled a whole bunch of the wind projects offshore. East Texans brace for prolonged evacuation orders after rainfall drenches Polk County. Texas Tribune talking about that today, how several days of rainfall, the Trinity River is swollen, and again, we've got Texas Monthly telling us we shouldn't have lawns because there's no water. There's plenty of water, it's just not necessarily where you want it. And if you want to pay for it and do it, you can build reservoirs and you can build pipelines and you can pay to pump it elsewhere. Lubbock police solved a decades-old homicide through DNA testing with they had help from other agencies. A 48-year-old murder of Elizabeth Ann Price. Her body was found in the little parking gatehouse at the old Lubbock Airport, which is now the General Aviation site, in 1976. They didn't have much technology then. The interviews they did, nothing really gave them a clue. Then Harvey Lee Lucas, that lying mass murderer, confessed, and turns out that was a fake confession. He was lying like he was on a lot of them. In March of 21, Texas Rangers got a grant for funding for this stuff. They handed LPD, submitted this, and they were able to recover DNA now with modern stuff. And then it was submitted to a company that does genealogical testing. They found a family tree. The long and short of it is they believe the person that murdered Ms. Price was a juvenile, and a juvenile who is now deceased. And they won't release the name, but that case closed with modern DNA being tested and tested against these genealogy things where people have sent it in for their family trees. We'll be back in a moment with more news of Texas on Pratt on Texas. Stay with me.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at PratteOnTexas.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. University of Houston joined the Big 12, and they put on some Love You Blue, you know, the old uniforms that look similar to the old Houston Oilers uniforms, and the NFL threatened them with big lawsuits because NFL owns the trademarks, all that. Well, now they're saying, big piece in the Chronicle today, saying that University of Houston plans to buck the NFL and add alternate blue uniform for all sports. I don't know why I thought their colors were red, but nevertheless, they claim it's a slam dunk when it comes to copyright and trademark because the city and others have used this blue and stuff in the past. They're probably right on that, and they've redesigned it a little bit, but it is funny to watch this big dust up between the NFL, the legal dust up over a team that doesn't even exist anymore. Funny. Just odd that the things that people spend a lot of time on are interesting. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company. They're reliable and responsive with fast turnaround. They have in-house title examiners. They're the premier title and escrow company in Lubbock. It's your choice. Use them. HubCityTitle.com. That's where you learn more. Sponsoring today in Texas history. In 1718, the San Antonio de Valero Mission was founded in San Antonio. That's right. Valero, you know, the big oil company. You notice these names. They all come from our history. The Alamo was the chapel at that mission, just so you know why that's so important. In 1980, the Dallas Mavericks became the 23rd team in the National Basketball Association, and I didn't care then, and I still don't care now. Some of my friends are diehard basketball fans. It's okay, but the NBA, I don't care anything about. 1991, now I do love baseball. Nolan Ryan pitched his seventh no-hitter with the Texas Rangers. The great Texan pitcher with the Texas team. In 2013, George W. Bush's Presidential Center opened to the public in Dallas. And this is the day 126 years ago in 1898, the 1st of May, May Day, the big communist holiday globally. I got some emails today of some marketers calling it Day of Global Love or something like that. Who the hell knows? Weird. It's when a cyclone or a tornado hit Mobetti up in the Panhandle. It's considered the mother city of the Panhandle because there was a supply store there on Sweetwater Creek with buffalo hunters camp called Hydetown, and there was Fort Elliott nearby, and they got a post office, and they think Mobetti was an Indian word meaning Sweetwater. Who knows? It was the county seat of Wheeler County. Then later, it began to decline, and because the tornado came through, killed seven people, leveled the buildings there, including the hotel, which was, by the way, in the townhouse of pioneer cattleman Robert Masterson. And then they kind of put to bed when Wheeler County, they had an election, a controversial election, and Mobetti lost out to being the county seat. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com. All right, let's move on to some of the big stories in the stack today. There is polling news for Cruz. That's right. KXAN reports that Ted Cruz has double-digit lead over Colin Allred in the latest Texas Senate poll. Frankly, not nearly as tight as the last set of polling out. This is the University of Texas and Texas Politics Project poll that is out, and it shows that they did 1,200 registered voters. Again, if they're not likely voters, then the poll is not particularly valuable. But It's out. I don't know why they're polling registered voters and not likely voters. They know this at UT. I just don't get it. But if the race were held today, a plurality, 46% said they'd vote for Cruz. Only 33% said Allred would get their vote. That's a 13-point spread. 15% of those folks haven't made up their mind, and 7% said they'd rather support someone else. Again, registered voters, not likely voters. About them, Cruz actually comes out ahead in the favorability rating over Allred, which is a surprise to probably a lot of the media people who have their own narrative. Let's see, presidential preferences in this UT poll, 48% for Trump, 40% for Biden, 6% for somebody else, 6%. So they hadn't thought about it enough to have an opinion. You see, this is the stupidity of this idea that everybody should vote. Trump's already been president. He's running again. Biden is the president. You've had all these years, and 6% say that they, and that could be the 6% that throws the race. They say they hadn't even thought about it enough to have an opinion. Stop this stupid idea that everybody needs to vote. And the more people who vote, the better. Bull. We need more informed people who vote, and the other people need to not vote. You need to have to work at it to go vote. Ought to have to be. It's a privilege. It's a great honor to be a sovereign citizen. This idea that it should be passed around like condoms in a liberal high school, it's just your liberal college campus. No, they do that in high schools, even middle schools now in liberal places, so that's a good idea. You know, that's just stupid. Legal women voters and everybody thinks everybody ought to vote. No, you shouldn't. It's crazy. If you don't have an opinion on that, you're just so dumb you shouldn't even have a voter card. Oh, well. Now, by the way, in this latest poll, what do you think the biggest issue for Texas is? Illegal immigration and border security, which are basically the same issue, and you're getting up to near 50% when you put those two together. Gallup poll. Illegal immigration, number one issue for Americans for the third consecutive month. That released yesterday by Gallup. 27% of Americans ranked immigration as the most important problem. And I get polled on these things, and I do a lot of them. And they purposely often do not define it as illegal immigration. They define it as immigration, and they construct it in such a way so that if you're concerned about illegal immigration to the country, you're a bigot and anti-immigrant. I'm just telling you, I see it in the polling questions all the time. But 27% said that this is the biggest problem. That's the third consecutive month, and the Democrats are going to, you know, Biden's already making these feints about more border security. Flat bull. 48% of Republicans and 25% of independents mentioned that as their most important problem. Of Democrats, only 8%. So again, you see how the deck is stacked and how these people think. The Democratic Party and its voters are generally for illegal immigration and open borders. Wake up to the reality, because these polls aren't polling office holders, they're polling voters. There's a big story Joseph Morton has in the Dallas Morning News. Remember, they hate Ted Cruz, and it's not just these Republicans, they're a bunch of liberals. It goes back, more importantly, to the always, they can all get along with Cornyn because he's a San Antonio guy. That's how so many speakers from the Lubbock region have been Speaker of the House. Because the Dallas people hate the Houston people, the Houston people hate the Dallas people, and they go back forever in these feuds, and so they compromise on somebody else. Well, they don't like Cruz because he's a Houston guy. I'm just telling you, that really is honestly part of it. No matter what kind of intellectual ideas they claim to have or ideologies, that's a big part of it. And the Dallas Morning News has long been on that bandwagon. Well, they've tried to make a huge story out of nothing. Federal elections regulator has Ted Cruz campaign sign in front yard. And it's our friend, been on the show many times, old friend Trey Traynor. He had reposted a photo of his wife Lucy on X at the yard sign in their house with Ted Cruz there. And that's completely legal. He's on the Federal Elections Commission. In fact, they had to admit in this, the public show support for Cruz does not violate law, but it could raise the appearance of a bias of a government regulator, blah, blah, blah. The chairman of the deal has worked for people. He's a Republican. He's made contributions to Cruz, the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. He's worked as a deputy chief counsel for Cruz. Trainer's only given $325 to Cruz Senate campaign back in 2013. But the whole story, it's a big long one. Oh, this is... No, let me explain something why. And why this is a story about nothing, it's one of these manufactured stories to try to throw something out there negative about Republicans and about Cruz. The Federal Election Commission is specifically partisan appointed. That's right. The FEC has so many Republicans, so many Democrats. These people are expected to be politically active in a partisan way.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
My first visit to our official dentist, Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica, was for a last-minute dental emergency for which my best quote was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the same emergency items done and ended up having my old metal fillings replaced too. Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I had needed. Learn more about dental care. Click the banner at prattontexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even turn into a fun vacation.
Winter's Dozer Service knows you may need terraces built, ponds dug out, or water runoff routes worked to save that water and soil. And Winter's Dozer Service stands ready to get the job done safely and productively. Jump on those projects now with Winter's Dozer Service. Conservation, construction, and cleanup. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
And now, a man who finds skulking youth in pullover hoodies far more menacing than citizens with pistols properly holstered in the open. It's firearm-friendly Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance. Attorney General Ken Paxton leading multi-state coalition suing the Biden administration over unlawful ban on private firearm sales. They got together for a big presser this morning with the I believe the AG of Louisiana was there. AG Paxton's leading a multi-state coalition, including Louisiana, Missouri, and Utah, to sue the BATF&E of the Department of Justice for unlawfully attempting to abridge our constitutional right to privately buy and sell firearms. The new regulatory restrictions, which I've been following closely, are awful. They go beyond all authority that was granted to them by Congress, typical. Their final rule, AG Paxton in these states says, arbitrary and capricious and is a flagrant violation of the Second Amendment. Well, we'll see what courts say on that. An unlawful edict. We're seeking injunctive immediate relief to stop the ATF from enforcing its unlawful edict. Congress deliberately recognized the legality of private sales of firearms by non-dealers, going so far as to narrow the statutory definition of, quote, dealer, end quote, to prevent the ATF from unlawfully suppressing the private transfer of firearms. Nevertheless, this year the ATF's published a new regulation. This is straight out of the White House that subjects hundreds of thousands of law-abiding gun owners to presumptions of criminal guilt, and this is very dangerous, selling a firearm or even giving a firearm to a family member or anything like that. It is awful. Texas is going to lead the fight. Gun owners of America, all kinds of people in this with us. Tennessee Firearms Association joined as co-plaintiffs. Eric Pratt at GOA said criminalizing untold numbers of Americans for simply selling a firearm in a private party transaction is wrong, unconstitutional, must be halted by the courts. True. Utah's AG says nearly 40 years ago, Congress condemned the ATF for targeting innocent gun owners instead of focusing on felons and called their actions now reprehensible. The Mississippi AG said similar things, and Texas is going to lead this fight. This is a very big and important fight. The NRA has been keeping its members very aware of what's going on in this rule in its publications. If you're not a member, join. We'll see where this goes. It's going to take a while for this one to play out through the courts. And Fifth Circuit, one thing. Supreme Court, that's another. We do need immediate injunctive relief because this... Let me give you an idea. When you win one of these sweepstakes, and maybe you win three or five guns or 20 guns or whatever, and your idea is, you know, I don't really want that many guns in a gun safe. I've got what I need, but man, I'd love to sell those. If you sold those, maybe if you sold one, that's all you sold under the new rules, you'd be okay. But now they can still come investigate you like a criminal. But say you just say, okay, I'm going to sell these. I'm going to sell, you know, over time. I'm going to advertise them, go out and sell them. Okay, well, that makes you a dealer. Well, okay, I'll sell one now, one 6 months, whatever. The way they've done it is basically anybody that sells more than one of anything, they can come grab you up. And it's typical anti-Second Amendment stuff, and it's beyond the authority that Congress invested with ATF. The states and plaintiffs are correct in that Congress already spoke specifically to this issue of whether you're a dealer needing a federal firearms license or not. And by the way, under other rules that they've promulgated under Biden, they're shutting down legal dealers who haven't done anything. Folks, they are putting gun dealers out right and left, and I mean, it's a huge number every year. Legal dealers for innocent, simple paperwork mistakes, not concealing the truth, not misidentifying people, but maybe mixing up two numbers because you're a little bit dyslexic or the phone rang. Anything at all that's paperwork wrong, they're going after the dealers. And the ATF and dealers used to work together to help spot illegality. Now they've put such a chill into it, nobody wants to deal with them. And so, of course, that avenue of developing leads for illegality has been shut off by these gun banners. We got to fight at every level. I mean, you think, well, we won at Heller and all this. Yes, but the left, this is what I've tried to tell you my entire time on the air. The left is a global movement. American conservatism or constitutional conservatism is just us against the entire world. Allied nations have supported non-government organizations with permanent offices at the United Nations and things for the purpose of destroying openly, not this isn't conjecture, openly for the purpose of getting rid of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's how we are just ourselves. We have to fight just like those patriots that won that independence in Texas and in the U.S. We have to stand and fight. The whole world is against us because the very nature of the world is slavery to totalitarians in one form or another, and they cannot stand the American experience. Sadly, after a pause where the majority of the Democratic Party paused from this pathway because of the imminent threat of global communism, they're right back on the progressivist path of themselves being part of this idea of totalitarian rule, where the betters, the managers, the elites, the intellectual elites, they tell us all how to live. And the Second Amendment is the key thing. An armed populace armed to the tune of hundreds of millions of weapons is what prevents not the slow taking of our rights, but it certainly prevents the big sweeping way that the left loves to take rights away, and they do in countries all over the world where they win an election, they claim to be all about democracy, and instantly they make illegal their opposing political parties, put in jail political enemies, and then seize complete power. That is what they do, period. We have to keep guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, and lots and lots and lots of them. And we have got to fight at every turn where they attempt to frustrate your ability to own a weapon, because what their idea is now is we'll scare people. This is what the locals do when they try to go after people for opposing a bond issue or something. What they do is they make it where other people see it and will think, you know, I better stay away from this. It might hurt my business. They frustrate gun ownership to the extent that it opens people up, innocent people who have no business to have to know all the various detailed laws for being a licensed dealer. They make it where prosecutions come about. Those get a lot of publicity. They make sure they get a lot of publicity, and the idea is it scares other people from owning a weapon, and certainly from trading weapons or lending a weapon to somebody for hunting or anything else. This is the point. We have to fight relentlessly for this. Our movement in America, American exceptionalism, the U.S. Constitution, and what we call now, which is classical political liberalism, we call it conservatism because we're trying to conserve that great American exceptional experiment. We're on an island of our own, folks. Canada's not with us. Our neighbors in Mexico aren't with us. Most of our other allies are not with us. And it's a shame. We have to fight to preserve freedom in the world. Switching gears, UT Dallas students staged a pro-Palestinian encampment started early this morning, reported in the media that they renamed it as Gaza Liberation Plaza in UTD's Chess Plaza by 8 a.m., and they were setting up tents and things. So far, no real big reaction. The fact is, we've seen all over the country. We've seen in the West Coast last night. We've seen it everywhere. Wisconsin, a liberal Wisconsin in Madison, Mad City, has the cops in this morning cleaning them out at that far left university. If you give an inch, these people take 20 miles. They are dangerous and they can protest. And that's what the video I saw today at UTD shows, is them protesting, speaking. I did not see the earlier reported tents and things, because when you get that, it's time for to come in and clear them out, because they're not allowed to be there and set up shop permanently. I changed the headline. This is the best headline, though, you could have for this. Jealous of being left out of the big media binge, UT Dallas students stage pro-Palestinian encampment. Now, let's be honest, it's pro-Hamas terrorists and murder encampment, but there's much more on the subject upcoming on Pratt on Texas.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Lunch at Narrow Bar, downtown Lubbock, is like taking a lunchcation. Quality food, priced right, and served fast, Narrow Bar gives an appreciation for the new downtown Lubbock. Narrow Bar is modern, beautiful, and has one of the nicest outdoor dining spaces in the Hub City. Experience your lunchcation today. Tell them to meet you at Narrow Bar, facing Broadway on the ground floor of McDougal Plaza, 1500 Broadway, and opening at 11 a.m. NarrowBar.com.
Do you operate commercial property, food service facility, multifamily, or rental housing? Gafford Pest Control is the leader in keeping commercial and rental properties clean and bug-free. Gafford Pest Control's commercial expertise ranges from office settings to sensitive areas such as hospitals and daycare, including audited facilities such as food processing and manufacturing. Keep your business safe and clean with the proven professionals at Gafford Pest Control. Call 792-4292.
LSG Tactical Arms has been my official Second Amendment and anti-WIMP headquarters for over a decade, and Steve and the crew are still working to help you get the tools you need to stay safe, hunt well, or upgrade your gun collection. You can shop with LSG anytime online at lsgarms.com. lsgarms.com. You'll see pricing and availability of a huge selection of firearms, parts, and accessories. Order online and take delivery at LSG Tactical Arms. Online at lsgarms.com or stop by 2650 34th in Lubbock.
Now, here's a man that carries his own traveling soapbox. Pratt on Texas continues.
Welcome back, Pratt on Texas. So, being left out of the media spotlight, the UT Dallas group that did the sit-in a week or so ago, they're back at it today trying to get attention. They need to be cleared out if they try to be more than just protesting. If they're just going to stand around and protest, have their signs, which is what I saw, I didn't see the tents and encampment that the media reported, but I did see some video. That's okay, fine. Until it's time to leave that area closes or whatever, then you leave, then you come back. So that's going on in Dallas. Pro-Palestine protesters erect encampment at University of Texas, cops at ready to disperse. This apparently, I told you about this yesterday. They were chanting APD, meaning the Austin Police Department, KKK, which of course is Democratic Party Muscle Arm, the Klan, IDF, meaning the military of Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces. They're all the same. Isn't that funny? APD, KKK, IDF, they're all the same. Okay, you little terrorist-loving skulls full of mush, and the ones that aren't, that are just plain evil, nasty, horrific human beings. Today, they report only a few dozen demonstrators gathered in an otherwise peaceful South Lawn, a few dozen there. They're shouting. That's what I'm saying. Yes, we already told you how on Monday they got arrested. And I gave you the key number yesterday that more than half of those arrested weren't UT students. These are outside agitators. Well, there was more that came out of this. And the story says a UT spokesperson said that guns were found on the campus. In other words, it was a hidden cache of guns. But it makes me mad. On Monday, in a breezeway, nearby the deal. Now, that's dangerous. That tells you what you're dealing with We already knew about the rocks, but guns were found. Now, they haven't elaborated on that. But they also said that buckets, Fox 7 Austin reported that UT spokesperson said guns were found hidden in a breezeway, buckets of large rocks, bricks, steel-reinforced wooden planks, mallets, and chains were all found belonging to the protesters. We knew this was true. We've had the right intelligence. It broke into violence against pro-Israel, normal people versus these people in, was it UCLA or USC, one of the big California campuses last night? University staff, this is University of Texas at Austin this week, Monday. University staff found a 5-gallon bucket filled with large chunks of concrete strategically hidden in a breezeway of Calhoun Hall leading to the South Lawn. An identical bucket was found in a similar location during last Wednesday's protest. Similar buckets of rocks have been used in past protests in Austin to assault police. These are not people out just expressing their viewpoint. Where do they get all this stuff? There's a really good piece by Larry Sand in American Greatness today. The DEI jihad, anti-Semitism. Oh, by the way, there's posters and stuff. Do call, and these I've looked and I've seen the pictures. Do call for jihad, which they're the ones saying Israel is killing these people in Gaza. Excuse me. Jihad is the Islamic war. They are pro-war, these protesters. They're pro-white genocide of all Jews on earth. And in fact, infidels. I'm wearing my infidel, proud infidel t-shirt from the Infidel Wear headquarters at LSG Tactical Arms today. Just in honor to point out I'm proud to be an infidel. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. But anyway, these people, they want to kill all the Jews. That's what that's all this stuff's about. So anyway, he says, anti-Semitism on campus and DEI evangelism are cut from the same cloth. Big piece by Larry Sand. He's a teacher from California. It's no secret that the nation's college campuses are ground zero for the current outpouring of Jew hatred. At Columbia, a mob recently taunted Jewish students, telling them to go back to Europe and you have no culture. At Yale, in other words, they're being dehumanized. At Yale, a Jewish student was stabbed in the eye with a flagpole. Ben Shapiro reports this enmity has been fostered by left-wing college administrators for two generations, which believe in the intersectional hierarchy of victimhood in which Muslims outrate Jews. That's straight out of the CRT and the DEI handbook, folks. Universities are run by leftists who unapologetically espouse beliefs that are radical and revolting in several senses of the word, Larry writes. And then he goes into documenting this from their own journals, their own universities, their own things, pointing out that this is what they've been teaching people. In an essay for Front Page Mag, Bruce Thornton, an emeritus professor of classics and humanities at California State University Fresno and a research fellow at the famed Hoover Institution wrote, quote, "The Jesuit educational maxim was, give me a child until he's 7, I will give you the man. Today's progressives get children until they're 18 and sometimes 21. That kind of influence is hard to match." Thornton wrote those words in 2013, and clearly they're truer than ever. The time is long past when a parent can send their little one off to public school and blindly assume they're learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic. All too often, something much darker is happening. Yes, boy, all the climate stuff, all of it, the rewriting of the history, even Texas history, it's all rife within our schools, folks. All too often, something much darker is happening, and you may end up not recognizing the angry, dogmatic, DEI-addled, Jew-hating, sexually confused kid you're raising. Secular religion-based DEI, and that's what it is, it's secular religion. DEI jihad is all the rage. It's the popular thing. Parents need to get their kids out of these public schools where this radical drivel is being taught. That's written by Larry Sand, a retired 28-year classroom teacher and president of the nonprofit California Teachers Empowerment Network. He knows what's going on. And Caleb Barch had a really fun piece, kind of fun, given the seriousness of all of this today at National Review. I think it was actually yesterday afternoon. Post-colonial drama on campus. As Woodstock to avoid finals rages, that's right, Woodstock to avoid finals rages on across college campuses, the content keeps on coming. Some of the better videos to emerge out of the great cacophony of juvenile nonsense showcase student performance art as protest. In other words, this is mostly performative, folks, by leftist radicals. Performance art as protest. One of these clips, my favorite's undoubtedly Columbia's Strings for Decolonization. But before you applaud the creativity of the students, you should know they're simply displaying what they were taught. Yes, they learned even, quote, decolonizing performance, end quote, in the classroom. As an undergraduate of Yale, I took smug delight in reading through some of the more ridiculous course offerings of the Theater and Performance Studies Department. I had a hunch that other pro-Hamas campuses hosted similar departments with equally absurd courses. I wasn't disappointed. I've curated some of the greatest hits for you. And it is true, folks. I mean, at Columbia, they've got courses in ecologies of transmedia performance, post-colonial drama, the canon and its other, critical histories of drama. That's from critical race theory, folks, not classic criticism. It's communist viewpoint on drama, theater, and performance, and queer performance. And you go read what post-colonial drama is, and it's exactly what they're taught. This, it's kind of, she writes this as humorous because, I mean, we get it, it's serious. But it goes on, UCLA has performance, culture, and environment, tea ceremony with Pacific Plastics, and this is all this stuff. It goes on and on. And I wanted to make the point because all my life when we see these stories, what people say is, yeah, we're different here. No, we're not. This professor at Texas Tech University who was suspended for a while over his grotesque anti-Semitic comments on social media, which I don't have a problem with him saying that. I told you the real story there, and it's one everybody in town's missed, and they don't want to touch. Why is a guy teaching this post-colonial stuff on the faculty? First of all, why are they even hosting it? Okay, if it's a legitimate form of communist leftist studies, I get it. That's what it is. Why is it not over in the political science department? No, he's in the College of Education. In other words, the only reason you have this exact same stuff in places like A&M, Texas Tech, UT, all the other state schools, you have it over there in the colleges of education. Why? For one purpose, there can only be one purpose, and that is to indoctrinate the teachers of your children in public school with this same stuff. That's the story. It is here in our own institutions, in our own communities. Are you going to be among those people that none so blind as those who will not see? I'm out of time. Be sure you get your entry in at pradontexas.com for that $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in downtown Lubbock. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.